Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, Canada.
Where might you find yourself on a Winnipeg night?
If you are from Winnipeg, maybe you should shake a leg and download this podcast. Maybe once you moved away or want to visit us someday, then download this podcast. The Winnipeg Cast. The Peg City Podcast. The Winnipeg Podcast.
That's it! Back to Winnipeg!
Welcome to the Winnipeg Podcast. Each episode talks about events and fun things coming up in the next month. We have fun facts, all sorts of cool things. But first, we start by looking at the news highlights from the last month. Here's Boyd Kozak.
A new parking meter rates, $3.50 an hour. A new traffic study for St. Anne's Road will include a review of the pedestrian crosswalk where an 8-year-old boy died in February. Brian Bowman saying it's easier to get a meeting with the Prime Minister than it is with our own Premier. A new 4-story, $30 million Richardson International Innovation Center is about to rise on Lombard east of Richardson headquarters. Nahanni Fontaine's bill to ban high heels in the workplace passes second reading. Housing for the Parkerland site has been rejected. City planners say houses and towers contravenes land use rules. Big smiles over at Standard Aero. Its Phoenix-based company has signed a mammoth 20-year, $15 billion deal with Rolls-Royce. A Winnipeg whiteout street party seeing thousands descend on Donald to celebrate the Jets' victory over the Wild in Game 1 of the NHL playoffs. Shelley Glover quits the police force, calling Winnipeg Police Service toxic. Good news for survivors of sexual assault in Manitoba. They can now report to community services anonymously. Tough new rules for recycling in Winnipeg. Containers must be washed. No soiled newspapers. Forget throwing in any disposable coffee cups. The more non-recyclables in the bin means higher costs to remove. Winnipeg's spring cleanup begins. $6 million 5-week sweep up will see 300 pieces of equipment and 500 staff scrub over 7,000 k's of streets. Bar owners are complaining the new patio smoking ban has moved smokers from the patio to the street. Even so, the majority of Winnipeggers polled support the ban. The Red River is way up, expected to crest in the city as a moderate flood. The Riverwalk has also been closed. Treaty 1 First Nations working to get Kapyong land required for the widening of Keniston into the city's hands before the civic election. Manitoba is producing the most underperforming students and smallest group of high achievers in Canada. Dead last, in fact, in national testing for math, reading, and science.
Well, we've had a taste of nice weather thus far this year, but still, we haven't really gotten into spring, so let's just spring right into Kim's list of cool things to do this spring.
It might be May, and the snow is finally gone, knock on wood, but the city's in the middle of a whiteout. If you haven't been caught up in the action or are just looking for a break from it, here are some ideas that don't involve ice. First off, Winnipeg Jewish Theater and Dry Cold Productions are teaming up to present Falsettos, a Tony Award-winning musical. Set over 2 years, from 1979 to 1981 in New York City, it's described as part family drama, part neurotic urban comedy, which to me sounds a little along the Woody Allen lines. The show runs from May 5th to 13th with a special ASL accessible performance on May 10th. Tickets can be purchased by going to wjt.ca. Next up is a big party for a cause, Art City's 20th anniversary fundraiser, Mega Flora. Taking over a large warehouse space on May 12th and transforming it into an indoor garden full of flowers, Mega Flora is the largest fundraiser of the year for Art City, which provides a creative outlet for inner city youth. Dance the night away to both local bands and DJs, indulge in the on-site food trucks, and perk up at the free coffee bar as the night goes on. The venue is wheelchair accessible, and even more event details will be announced closer to the date. You can find the event on Facebook and purchase tickets right on the page, or search it out on Eventbrite. The planetarium at the Manitoba Museum is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, and they've decided there's no better way to do that than with lasers. That's right, laser shows are back at the planetarium, with matinee shows starting May 12th and evening shows starting May 19th. These will be running through the summer into early September. There's too much in terms of showtimes, pricing, and which shows and music are going to be playing when to go through it all here. So head over to manitobamuseum.ca for all the details. Finally, consider this your reminder to show mom some love. The second annual Mother's Day Market and Plant Swap is taking place May 13th from 11 to 3 at the Lord Roberts Community Center in South Osborne. This is like a preview of the farmers markets presented by the Farm Fresh Food Hub that will be starting up in June, but it's also incentive to hang with your mom and treat her to something nice. Admission is free, there will be buskers all day, and if you happen to have an extra plant or two, bring them along to swap for something different at the outdoor area. And before we leave, I've got to end with Go Jets Go!
Beauty. Thanks, Kim.
And now, a Winnipeg fact.
The Harlequin Romance Publishing Empire began in Winnipeg.
That was a Winnipeg fact.
Winnipeg Podcast Focus.
If you know anything about Winnipeg, you know that it has a vibrant and exciting arts community. There's art, theater, animation, music, dance, film, all of it. Today, we're talking to a guy who has made a short film called 10 Years Before Happiness, and it has a lot of those things in it. Windy award-winning filmmaker Murray Taves. Murray, thank you for talking to us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's just start. Tell me about your film, 10 Years Before Happiness.
Well, 10 Years Before Happiness, the arty explanation for it is a subjective and allegorical account of when I was a young artist in Winnipeg in the 1980s. So, in effect, it's I'm telling a story using an animated diary that describes sort of my misperceptions and emotional meanderings in that time.
Okay, there's a lot of animation in it.
Yes, there is. Yep.
And now, this film, but there's also some live action and stuff. Where does this film fit in the whole, like, the scope or the practice of animation?
Well, I'm very fickle when it comes to animation, because I also sometimes, you know, want to put some real elements in there. So I'm a big fan of. I'm terrible with references, by the way, but I really enjoy mixing it up. Right. So that's really what it is for me. And But I am from the tradition of frame-by-frame traditional hand-drawn animation, but my training over the past number of years has been in the digital realm, so I try to bridge those things, and plus I've done a lot of video, some film, and I'm a fan of Terry Gilliam, who, you know, of course, for those of us who remember him, and of course some people even now know who I'm talking about, he started with cutout animation, but went on to making films, so he would combine animation with film, and just sort of in the humor. He just had an amazing way of looking at the world. So I guess maybe I'm just a Terry Gilliam fanboy, and I just wanted to, emulate those kinds of ideas. Yeah.
And there are there's so many different ideas and animation, I guess, techniques.
Yeah.
You'd say that for you, where do those come from, and was it all intentional or some accidental?
Some of it was, without getting too complicated, like I'm still kind of an arty guy too in lots of ways. However, I do like to, I like to do stuff that I can actually understand. So I like to, an artist would say, they like to go through this process of making art. So in fact, that's what I've done, is I have this process-driven process of, like, I'll pick a theme or a way by which I make an animation. So for instance, I work with some great musicians, Jay Taylor among them, and Chris Mama Bauer. He's also an audio artist. He's very good. Kevin Cockle, he's a musician who just sort of flies. He's really great people. Bill Spornitz. And I work with musicians, and I found that when I play with, because I also do a little bit of music and write and lyricist style writing and quasi singing, I call it. In the process of doing that, working with them, you just draw pictures. There's visualizations that happen. So I thought the process driven part of it would be to combine these two things where you'd draw a picture and then you make a song from the picture, and then, you know, the other direction, you know, you make a song and then you make a picture from it, and from that you build an animation. So that's where that whole idea comes from. So I use that in 10 Years Before Happiness because I'm drawing from memories in my, what I call my youth, my formative years, things like, you know, depression, which is a big topic, and my catharsis, the way I deal with these kinds of things, come out in all kinds of different ways. And that in turn reflects the kinds of animations and techniques that I use to get there. So that's why it isn't just straight cartoons, it isn't a straight thing, because the path is meandering, and that's the whole point of that, I think, to reflect all those different shades of moods and ideas and stuff. So, long, convoluted explanation, but that's pretty much how I do it.
Oh, that's cool. That's
okay,
cool.
Good.
The film is called 10 Years Before Happiness. It will be premiered at the Winnipeg Film Group event called Difficult Viewing and Listening. It's an animation retrospective. It's at the Cinematheque, and that's in the ArtSpace building right downtown, 100 Arthur, and it's at 7 p.m. Thursday, May 17th. Murray Tafes, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And now, a Winnipeg fact.
Winnipeg's Living Prairie Museum remains one of the few unplowed native tall grass reserves in all of North America.
That was a Winnipeg fact.
Hi there, this is Susan. Summer is finally here, May Long will be here soon, and there is plenty of things going on this month. First off, it's the 5th annual Spring Market at the beautiful and historic Hudson's Bay downtown, Friday, May 4th from 3 to 8:30, and Saturday, May 5th from 10 to 5. General admission is $5 at the door, kids 12 and under are free, and it's featuring 140 local vendors selling unique handmade items. Take a break in your day with food and drink from popular local food companies. Expect a vibrant and electric environment with live music to be enjoyed. And it's in the basement of Hudson's Bay downtown, the old Zellers. Use the entrance door at Vaughn and Graham. If you get there early, before the door is open, please remember, do not line up inside the bay. They would like to keep everyone outside. They would like to keep the line outside on Vaughn. The science programs at the University of Manitoba, University of Winnipeg, Red River College, and Université de Saint-Boniface are holding a science rendezvous. It's a science, engineering, art mashup carnival, providing a day of fun and discovery for all Manitobans on Saturday, May 12th at the U of M Fort Garry campus, the Science and Engineering Complex. There's more than 50 activities for the whole family, spectacular interactive exhibits, hands-on displays, and a free show. And free shows. It's from 11 to 4, and it's free. It's back. Free giveaway weekend. It's May 12th and 13th. So place your unwanted reusable items at the curb. Remember to mark the items as free and take in those items you actually want to keep safe. Check out the Water and Waste Department's page at winnipeg.ca for what's okay to put out and what isn't acceptable. And remember, bring anything left over inside Sunday night. Get ready for a food trip. Tyndall Park Community Center becomes host to Filipino dishes, grilled entrees, special delicacies, baked goods, juices, drinks, and so much more. So if you've been craving your lumpia, you've been craving your pancit, it's all in one place. You can even walk off all that tasty food you're about to consume there with dance and yoga sessions, or you can relax by watching some local entertainment. It's May 19th and 20th, so that is the Saturday and Sunday of the May Long Weekend from noon till 9. Have a good one.
And now, a Winnipeg fact.
Winnipeg has the largest number of publicly owned elm trees in the world, 60,000. They provide a graceful arched cover over many Winnipeg neighborhood streets.
That was a Winnipeg fact.
Thank you so much for listening to the Winnipeg Podcast. If you'd like to help improve the Podgram, please talk to us.
There's a contact page at winnipegpodcast.com. You can also send us a message via our Facebook page, Winnipeg Podcast. You can also comment via iTunes.
Please give a glowing, even if undeserved, review on iTunes and fill in all 5 stars. That'll be our little code. Please recommend this to your friends in Winnipeg or surrounding areas, or anyone who's moved away but still loves Winnipeg. Until next time.
Hope you learned a thing or two. Thank you much for listening to the Winnipeg.